Can you cross your eyes?
Just saying.
Kevin is making a cult on his compound. For those who feel their place in the world just can't be found. Eric Braden partied in the ghetto for a long time with his fans. And one of his admirers included George Foreman. We found out Kevin has a crush on Florence Henderson. What a woman.
Oh, what a woman.
Kevin is forming a cult on his compound. For those who feel their place in the world just can't be found. Join us.
New media, the final frontier. These are the broadcasts of the Tomorrow Show. Its mission, to befriend fellow nocturnals, escapists, and dreamers. Not to mention angry loners, the socially inept, and those with Peter Pan syndrome. To boldly go where no broadcast has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Your overnight broadcast featuring one celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, millennials in Star Trek costumes, and so much more. The underdog's best friend. And all you need is a smartphone or access to the internet. Here's the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro!
That's it. Yeah, yeah, Jared. That's what I'm talking about. It's Thursday night, the Tomorrow Show. We're drinking. Why are we drinking, Roxy?
Because Friday's for the men.
Friday's for the men. Guys, it's over. The week's over. You're done. Forget it. Tomorrow's your day. Saturday is the kids' day, and then Sunday, unfortunately, is for the old lady. But yeah, you're done with the work, which is great. At the bar, before I introduce our guest, because we're going right into it tonight. If that theme song, if you're a wrestling fan, you know exactly what that theme is. If you're a Wags fan, you still should know. You should know what that theme is. I have to say, I get a little horny when I even hear the song. I should say that. I'm sorry. I'm pre-pubescent. Over at the Tomorrow Show Bar, we've got a matzo ball in Roxy Schreier.
Hello, Kevin.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing well.
We have another matzo ball in Ian Kaiser.
Captain Undergaro.
How are you, sir? In the booth, we have, look at that, Jared at 32.
What's up, Kev?
Still wearing the company blue.
I've decided to upgrade myself.
I guess you have. You gave yourself a promotion.
Yes.
Very nice. Lauren Negrasso.
Hey, Kev.
Why, darling? Let's see. Pantene Katie with the hair down today.
Hi.
Yeah, we even had a little celebrity running with your Pantene Fresh Locks, because I think we found someone else who's got also locks equal, if not greater.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have met your match. May have met your match today, Katie. But why is the music? That's it. Get that back on. And then, of course, our esteemed executive producer, Mr. Christian Blatt.
Hello, sir. I'm sure you notice I'm sporting my look of the week. Looking great. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you guys. So, in studio with us is, some of you know her as Kelly Kelly. Others know her as Barbie Blank. My goodness, a legendary diva at a very young age. I'm astonished at what you accomplished at 19 as a teenager, which I don't think has been replicated since. And now stars on Wags, which is the new chapter in her career. It's a hit show at E, and I know that from working there. Anyway, Barbie Blank, welcome to the Tomorrow Show.
Woo! Thank you.
Oh, wait, we got to give her a WWE salute. Ready?
Yep.
Barbie,
you start it.
Barbie Blank. Barbie Blank. Barbie Blank. There we go.
I missed that.
Wow. And by the way, here's where, I get where they have to do Kelly and then Kelly Kelly. And I know branding-wise why they need to do it, but Barbie Blank's a great name.
Trust me, I tried.
Right?
They were like, sorry, trademarked. Can't Barbie, you know. I was like, okay.
But here you
got
are
that
now.
Alliteration, that BB.
But here you are.
Yeah. You should have done that.
Congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you. Yeah.
She's still glowing, you can tell.
Yeah.
I was very excited.
You know, it's funny. I'll never forget getting a call from the WWE. And it was from the head writer. I forget who he was. But anyway, this guy was, I got to talk to you. Okay, so fine. So we get on the phone. He said, how would you like Maria, obviously Maria Menounos, Karen, How would you Harry. Like? How would you like Maria to be part, one half, of the hottest divas tag team in the history of wrestling? And I said, "Duh, it's you know who's the other half?" And he said, "Kelly, Kelly." I said, "Oh my God." They're going to be stunning. Like, it's ridiculous.
Nice.
You got the best in blonde, the best in brunette. I'm like, I am in. They're like, well, should you check with Maria? No, Maria's in.
She's doing it.
Yeah, which she was like ecstatic. And I feel, and I know Maria talks about crying with you and the two other girls before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because at that time, just so you children don't know, like now with NXT and the advancements they've made, the girls are getting much more respect. And but these guys were the ones who paved the way, and it was hard to get on a pay-per-view card, let alone to get on WrestleMania. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that when you guys got together.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember them telling me, because I've been wanting to be on and have like a tag match or, you know, anything really on Mania for many years. And I was always like, you know, we're going to do Battle Royal. It was never like singles or like tag team. So when they were like, okay, this is what we're thinking, we want you to tag with Maria, I was like, oh my God, this would be awesome. You know, like I knew it would be, and she would be so fun. And she's such a big fan. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. And we'll be able to like do fun moves. And like, I just knew it would be so fun. And we went against Beth and Eve, and they were great. You know, they're great to work with. And we just went out there and like had a blast and had so much fun. It was probably one of the best moments I've had in WWE.
Yeah, so, I mean, how big was that audience?
What is it? 80,000
people. 80,000
people. And then like, I don't know, 40, 50 million people watching at home or something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So what were you guys exactly crying about beforehand? Just the fact that it was such an accomplishment?
I feel like it was afterwards.
Or after, I'm sorry.
She was so excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the stink face. I had her do one of my moves. I was like, we have to do the stink face together.
Oh, my God.
So if you guys can't tell, but what we do is you stick your pants up your butt and you rub your butt in the girl's face in the corner. So it's awesome. A pretty fun move.
Naturally.
gets the crowd going.
And then you have to make that face.
Yeah, that's the stink face.
Got it.
I'm like, my jaw's still, I don't know.
It was so
Sometimes
fun.
I can't even
She was
breathe.
Like, okay, let's do this. I was like, okay.
you know, it's such a journey, you know, that you go through, and being a female in our business is brutal. And I think being a female in yours is probably worse because, you know, we've at least had female movie stars since the 20s. I mean, for you guys, it's been a bigger struggle. And then I think the fact that, you know, we at least have today anyway, we can go work at other places like you. The WWE's, that's really it. You know, it's hard.
I love that picture.
So you guys on the top rope.
Yeah.
I don't think I could even stand on the top rope. But even before we get WWE, you were a gymnast.
I was a gymnast for a long time. For 10 years, I competed I was like 7 years old when I started competing in Florida. And then as I got older through in the U.S., I started competing at about the age of 10. And then I broke my tailbone. And so that kind of stop me from that. But then I started doing competitive cheerleading after that. So,
and when you think of Ric Flair's daughter,
Charlotte. She's same kind of thing.
Today she's the new
big gymnast
champion, but you were kind of on that.
Yeah, yeah.
That way, you know, because you also did the Hawaiian Tropic thing.
Right, right.
But you were an athlete. Like a lot of those Hawaiian Tropic girls, remember when they were doing that?
Yeah,
they'd bring
that was
in these
big,
very
yeah.
pretty girls, but yeah. then they had to kind of teach them.
Exactly. And that, because that, when they brought me in, that was kind of the era they were going for. It was like, we want to, you know, hire these young models and train them to wrestle, because who doesn't like a hot girl, you know,
wrestling?
Right, yeah, wrestling.
Right.
So when they found me, you know, I was 19 years old. I was right out of high school, and I would like get the Hawaiian Tropic thing. And yeah, they called me one day and they're like, hey, we want you to try out. And I was like, okay. And so I had to go to Atlanta, Georgia. That's where the training facility was. and they kicked my butt. I was like throwing up. I was like had bruises everywhere, and they were just like they were like run the ropes 500 times. Like, you
did you do any pre-training at all? Like,
oh my,
any,
no, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Oh
so
my
I was
God.
Like in the ring. I was like, what am I doing to myself? And I was like running. Oh, it was so bad. So
wow.
After a week, they came to me and they were like, look, we think you have it. You know, you were determined. Because I was like, you know what, I'm not going to, because they already had a predetermined, you know, models and every, you know, so everyone already was looking at us when we walked into the training facility, like, oh, we got these two models. They don't know anything about the business. So I was like, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Who's the other model with you?
Alicia Fox. Yeah.
Who's still there and
yeah,
is also
there,
amazing.
Yeah.
No, there's no coincidences in life.
No.
Please continue.
So, yeah, we came in together and they hired us both and we both chose to move to Louisville, Kentucky, which was where the other training facility was. So we ended up living together and I got the call basically 3 months into signing with them that they wanted to bring me to ECW. And I was like, okay.
Is there anyone... Jared, and Jared's a huge fan. Jared, is there any diva that or any females? They're not called divas anymore, which I think is great. But any female wrestlers that got into WWE at 19?
Not
no,
that I
was
can
the
remember.
Youngest.
No.
And remains
I'm
the
like,
youngest.
I was the youngest. I know this.
And you remain the, but you remain the youngest.
Yes,
Barbie.
Still.
Wow. Well, you know what? Listen, I always say that stuff never goes away. Because even
yeah.
if they get someone out at 18, you still were
right.
the first at your time.
Right.
Maria was 22 hosting ET.
Right.
And she was the youngest. And I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
But I always think of the poise it takes you at that age.
I mean, I definitely like grew up, I mean, in front of, I feel like the WWE audience. I like 19 years old. I was so young and so naive and had no idea what I was doing. And I feel like I definitely made mistakes and you know what I mean? But it made me who I was at the end of the day after so many years. I mean, obviously I won the Divas Championship. And after that, after 5 years of really training, giving it 100%, I was, you know, I was so happy that, you know, finally the WWE noticed and they were like, okay, we're going to, you know, we think you're ready. So
to put the belt, I mean,
yeah.
which is amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What would you have, see, I think when you're young, you need sometimes because all you have is ego, you don't have experience.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need that. You almost need that blind
yeah.
kind of confidence to just go forward. But, mm-hmm. you know, what some of the things that you would have done differently, you know, when, you know, from say 19 to 24, or 25, like those years?
I feel like if it wasn't for WWE, I had no idea what I was doing when I was going to college. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was like, I'm just going to please my mom. I hate school. I don't know, you know. So when I got the call, I was like, this is like a blessing. Like, this is what I'm meant to do, you know. And so I was like, I'm not going to give this up. I'm going to give it my all. So when I came in and at 19 I left at 25, I think, and I don't – everything that I went through, I feel like has made me the person I am today.
So I don't
–
You wouldn't change
no,
anything?
No. It's definitely made me who I am. And you have to have such thick skin to be in the WWE. And it just really – it gives you a lot of confidence. It just made me like
– I feel like it either makes or breaks you.
Yeah.
I think like the greats –
because I've
you
seen
know,
girls
it makes it,
we, come and go.
And guys too.
Yeah, and guys come
and
go.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I also think that's – they did just it was within
yeah,
them, you know. It was
exactly.
they were there for
you
the
have
wrong
to
reasons,
have the
or
passion for sure,
and the strength,
mm-hmm.
and the endurance.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, you know, I remember you were dating Mike Knox at the time, and I know, but it's
fake. I was not dating.
Oh, you weren't really dating?
No,
him? Really?
I was on the show. No.
Well, I'm such a mark, Jared. Why do I believe everything?
You're a true fan, Kev. You're a true fan.
Gotcha. Yeah, but you know, it's so funny how like you're...
Because that's what... So I got the phone call and they were like, hey, we have this idea for you. We're going to put you with this guy, Mike Knox, and he's going to be the big mean boyfriend and you're going to be innocent girl.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to dance. And I was like, oh my God, I have no dance experience.
Look at the size of this guy,
gosh,
Ian. 6'6". He was a monster.
It was so fun though to do that with him. But yeah, I had Kelly's expose and that was not an easy fun.
Yeah, come on, we need some Kelly's expose up there.
God,
video,
please,
come
don't.
On Jared.
No
all
video,
right.
Please don't show the video, please.
Kelly's expose, why? It's probably only has millions and millions of downloads.
When you say it wasn't easy, you mean it was difficult to
well learn? Yeah, because I have no rhythm. So
really? You're a cheerleader.
Oh my God. I don't, but not like dancing. That's like I had to like basically strip, and I don't have that like, I don't know. I just am not a dancer like that.
When they called you and said that, did they give you a choice?
I go, I have no dance experience. I'm not a dancer. I'm very like, you know, stiff. And because in cheerleading and gymnastics, you're stiff. You know, you don't. You know, there's not much rhythm,
right?
Rhythm. So I was like, well, I can't dance. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. We'll teach you on the road. You'll learn. I'm like, okay.
So watching those back, it bothers you because you don't feel like you're dancing well, or because
because it's embarrassing.
You look good.
I think that there's millions of people out there that think you dance pretty well. Yeah,
thank you.
You did. Just...
It was funny though. I had a funny. So when I first my first day. Vince was like, okay, this is what you're going to do, you know, and he had this, like, chair set up, and he was like, okay, you're going to, you know, use this chair, and he kind of, like, showed
me. Did he do the dance?
Yeah. He, like, took his jacket off and kind of swung it around, and I'm standing there, like, 19 years old. I used to watch this man when I was, like, 12. I, like, loved WWE, and I'm watching him show me how to dance. So I'm just, okay, straight face, okay, Vince.
Did he have rhythm?
He was good. He was really good.
Natural yes. Performer. He is outstanding.
So that night, we were live, and I walked out. There was no chair. And I was like, oh, my God. Everything I just rehearsed, we're on live television. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to go out there, and I'm just going to dance.
Somebody forgot to place it?
Yeah, someone forgot to put it on there. So I think that might have been the first night. And
someone like on the Tomorrow Show crew, they do this to me all the time.
It was so bad. Okay, so I walked, and I feel like they did it on purpose because they were testing me. I feel like they were like, okay, we're going to see which if she can handle herself on the fly. Like,
but on it was a live TV?
It was live TV. So I walked to the back, and Vince was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But, kid, you proved it.
So what did you do, though?
So I just started dancing.
With no chair.
With no chair.
No video of it, Jared.
I just started dancing. I was like, okay, I kind of remember some moves, like to take my top on that I had, and like, I had a bra underneath, so I was like, okay, I'll wave that around, and I'll just try and wait till Mike Knox comes out and saves me.
Yeah.
It was this one.
Oh my God.
This one. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Here we go. All right, I'm at a strip club. Ian and I are at a strip club. Ian's looking at guy pictures right
now. This whole time she's thinking about the chair.
Like, no chair.
Yeah.
And I'm at the strip club right now, and I'm very satisfied.
Yay!
Yeah, a good like butt roll.
Oh, come on. You have to watch this and think that you are good.
No, and mind you, they were like, okay, we need you to take your bra off. Oh. And I couldn't. So they were like, okay, we need you to cover up. And I could not get my bra off to save my life. A good 30 seconds.
Were you panicked?
And so I just went like
no,
this.
No, you did the leg thing. Good.
My hands.
We'd be making it rain right now.
Oh, my God. Ian, make it rain.
No, it's right here. This is about.
I'd make it.
So
oh
you can't
God.
Get
I
it off?
I can't get it off. No.
Oh, Ian, I'd make it pour.
No.
All right, we'll try that.
Oh, my God.
No.
I love it.
No.
Nice. Oh, my God, I can't.
Here's what we need the Vince commentary to help. Oh, my goodness.
Do you think people were thinking this was part of the tease, though? Definitely. Like,
I don't know what they but I was like, screw it.
We need, like, JR.
I'm just going to turn around.
It seems like Kelly having a hard time getting off it.
And then I was like, there we go.
Oh, no.
I think it's good, girl.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
I'm sorry. Barbie Blank.
I think that should have been a Kelly chair.
It should have been. It should have been.
Oh
no, that's amazing.
Does it feel like a past life when you look back at it?
Yes. I'm like, okay, maybe I regret that.
No.
I regret that.
I think you nailed
it. Okay, I'm going to ask Roxy this because I know Kelly, Barbie, you're not going to answer this. When actors and actresses or actresses can act that sexy, does that mean they're good in bed or does it mean they're just acting that way?
No, but they could probably play it in bed. Like, if you were like, ooh, okay, be this character in bed. But no, I think some actors, some performers are one way on stage, and then you get them, and they're, like, stiff and shy and can't.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Barbie, you speak to that. You don't have to include you. But to me, that's somebody that's really good.
I'm not commenting on you in bed. I'm commenting on some performer.
No, but I have to say, because even every now and again, Maria, when I look at some of her pictures, it surprises me when I see the sexy poses she strikes.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Where the hell's that girl?
But, oh, my husband thinks that now, too. He's probably like, geez, babe.
No.
Now that we're married.
Oh, wow, there's more.
You're still in the honeymoon phase.
Let's just keep this going.
No. Please stop.
God.
Please stop.
God damn.
Please stop.
But then the fact that you're an athlete, too, that's what's crazy.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. So bad. I can't.
Look at the moves are amazing.
I think it's so crazy because, like, I'm looking at your perfect body, and I was listening to a podcast of you earlier saying that, like, you never really had to work at it that hard. Like, you didn't go to the gym that much. You just kind of trained whenever. You ate whatever you want. Like, just God-given.
In my early years, when I was this age, I was able to eat whatever I wanted. And I was genetics. My mom looks amazing for her age. And, you know, so I thank her for it. But now, as 29, I'm like, okay, I got to watch what I'm eating now. I have to work out more. I'm not able to get away with that.
Yeah, I believe it because Maria, same thing. Maria doesn't work out a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I try to just eat better because I can't eat at McDonald's every day.
I get that.
When you're that age and you're talking about working with Vince,
yeah.
Like, and you're new to the league,
yeah.
Is he a totally imposing figure? Is he warm right away?
Very intimidating. I mean, he's very nice. Yeah, he's so nice. But I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, he just has this presence about him where it just is like, holy shit. This is Vince.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my gosh.
Like starstruck almost at first.
In a way, yeah. And I felt like that feeling never went away. Like, I never was like, hey, Vince, what's going on? Like, I would just wait for him to say something to me. I don't know. He's just
I like that you stayed that, because Maria's like that with him too.
Yeah.
And I think you should be.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's like
the boss.
A legend.
Yeah.
He's been there for he's earned it.
For sure.
Were you starting to see changes with Hunter and Stephanie coming in, you know, doing more, or, you know, because it's interesting because you're right on that cusp, right? For where change, because right, Rocks, it used to be divas and mm-hmm. hot, and then now it's about female empowerment, and it's, they drop the divas title and it's the women's championship, and, you know, and I know Hunter and Stephanie, that's like their big passion. Were you mm-hmm. starting to see that transition when you were there?
Yeah, I feel like when I was starting to leave, that's when they were, girl-wise, they were bringing in more fitness-looking girls and you know, former wrestlers who were wrestling in other companies. And, you know, they were kind of getting away from the models. So I saw that kind of happening. Vince wasn't at every taping how he used to be. So he's kind of, you know, that was his way, I guess, of handing it over to them and them kind of turning it into their, you know, what they
putting
wanted
their
to
stamp
see
on
it as.
It,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
God, it's like when you think of leaving and I know, well, actually before I leave, it's like you beat Beth Phoenix for the title. And again, like, and I think Beth, I don't know why she hung it up too early in my opinion, because I feel that was, she was something, Maria says it all the time, she was something very special. So it was the fact that you were able to take the belt off her, I think, is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great run together. I loved working with her. She was an amazing wrestler. I've learned so much from her. She, just amazing. And so I left, and she, I think, left shortly after I
did.
Yeah. I think we all, Eve left after that too.
Eve was another one, just like you, gorgeous and an amazing athlete too.
Yeah, yeah, she was great. I love, we all, you know, we were all kind of together and we all kind of left together too. So
why do you think? Do you think it was just because you wanted the next phase in life, everybody?
I think so. I think we're all ready. We're all ready for the next thing.
Do you like what they've done with this transition then after you guys? Do you wish that was the way it was handled when you were around?
I mean, I loved what they did with us. I'm not mad at it. They're putting a lot more focus on the women, too, but I feel like they're shying away from the era of what I was, of the models, you know? And I feel like a lot of people, if you get, you know, if you train really hard and you get to that and you get the fans, I don't really feel like there's a fan favorite girl right now. And I don't feel like there really has been. Sorry, I probably am speaking out of turn, AJ was a fan, you know what I mean? And right now, I don't feel like there's somebody that the crowd can get behind.
Well, wasn't there, well, with, wasn't the big talk is Lynch and Sasha and Charlotte, right?
Yeah,
are the three that
right
that everybody is
right. So maybe I haven't watched lately. So maybe there's one of them is the fans are getting behind one of them. I don't know.
Have you seen any of them wrestle, Charlotte or?
I've seen them, a few times. But it's been a while. But they're great wrestlers.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it's different. Exactly. It's different.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different from when I was there for sure.
But I'm with you. There's no, it used to be, you know, it was your Kelly, then it was, you know, and you're right, AJ
and
Trish.
And then you had like your Beth Phoenix. So you have like your big bad guy, and then you have like the poor all American, you know, good girl. And you know what I mean? There was like these big, you know, and they would have us fight, and I just feel like the crowd could really get in behind because you have your favorite, and I just feel like people always like, you know, like the underdog, and then someone who's so, I don't know.
When you look at your following, you can't deny because the followings are still, you know.
Yeah, damn girl.
Thanks, girl.
You're at that 1 mil mark. you know you made it.
Do you think you would ever go back and wrestle? I know you wouldn't go back and work full time because you're married now and things like that, but would you ever go back and wrestle?
I always say never say never. I would definitely be open to doing like a one-time thing, like a SummerSlam or a Mania or, you know, something fun. And
how does that work? Would you have to approach them, or at this point they would have to approach you? Or?
I would wait for them to approach me, and I would want to do like a crossover with WAGS and totally because we're on the same network and we were airing right after them too. Yeah. So that would have been a perfect crossover, right?
Cool.
But yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's going to happen. Yeah. I feel like that's a no brainer.
Well, she put it out into the universe. So now you need some underpower
to make it happen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it'll happen. That's going to happen. What do you miss from those days, or do you?
I definitely miss the fans, and I miss performing. I miss getting, you know, the chants and having the crowd cheer. I just miss the entertainment part of it.
Live.
Yeah, yeah.
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 There's something to that.
But, I mean, doing WAGS, I feel like I'm kind of getting my fix of entertainment again. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm able to, you know, be on a show and have fun with it, be myself. And I'm able to get that out. So
what you do is you'll transition into, you know, hopefully WAGS will keep going. Mm-hmm. I know they're expanding the franchise, mm-hmm. but hopefully, you know, you can go into, you know, speaking and, you know, books and then book tours, and you can still get that same thing without breaking your neck.
Exactly.
Although I get the adrenaline. The Maria's an adrenaline junkie. You know?
Exactly. So okay. I like the. Oh, goodness.
And now all the hot girls are away.
I heard you say that you were interested in hosting, too.
That's definitely.
Well, you were a broadcast journalism major.
Yeah, I mean, right? I went to school for 6 months.
Maria went for 18 months. Yeah. So, okay. So it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's something I would definitely like to do, but I kind of want to get into, like, the soap opera thing.
Can you can we talk about which
I can't say.
Oh, okay, sorry. Damn.
Okay.
Anyway, but tell me about the soap. Well, what you want to do in soaps?
I feel like soaps would be such an easier transition because wrestling is like a soap opera, but with wrestling.
And you'd be able to keep up because we learned the other day from Eric Braden that they do what 60 pages.
He did
a day
62 pages in one day. He did one of the days.
It's crazy. I heard how much they shoot, and I'm like, okay, well, it's like WWE.
Yeah,
you know, but at least you're in LA and you get to be home.
I was telling you off air. I like working with the wrestlers because you guys have such great, you're so humble and you have such great work ethics.
Thank you.
Like you've been, you know what I mean? It's just been beaten out of you.
It gets installed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? I was saying to you, this is why you're going to be so successful because of Vince and the way they run that place. It's like, you're like, bring it, Hollywood.
It's like I said, I mean, that's what made me who I am today for sure. They, everything, you know, that I learned, I mean, I would not take it back.
Do you still keep in touch with anyone from the?
I talked to Marie. She was a bridesmaid at my wedding. So I talk to her all the time. I text with Eve. I just saw Eve the other day.
How's she doing?
She's great. She's great.
Married to one of the Gracies, right?
Yeah. She had a baby boy. She was on an episode of Supergirl like a show on NBC. She had a guest role on something, so she's still out there and doing some stuff.
And then who else do you talk to?
Who do I talk to? I talk to Tori. I see Tori all the time.
Tori's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
She in New York or LA?
LA.
LA.
Yeah. So she's here. Who else do I talk to?
Anyone from the current roster? Or is everyone gone?
Everyone's kind of gone. I talked to Summer. I met Summer and I like her a lot. I feel like they could do a lot with her, but they... I don't know.
How did you meet her?
Yeah. I met her last WrestleMania. I was with Maurice, and she came up and she was like, "Hi, I'm Summer," because she had come in as I was leaving, so I never met her. And she's like, "Hey," and I was like, "Hi, it's nice to meet you." And she was just really nice.
You knew who she was when she introduced herself?
Yes.
Is everybody in the same kind of social circle, or only while you're there?
I feel like when you leave, you still kind of want to know what's going on. In a way.
You want
to
be in the know.
You want to know who the new people are, if they're bringing any, you know, who the new girls are, and, you know, just keep an eye and see what's going on.
Because do people stop you and ask you about it sometimes?
Like, yeah. And when I do interviews, too, they, you know, like, ask about the new girls, so I kind of want to...
So, like, what we're doing right now, kind of.
Just a little.
But by the way, it's a global brand.
Yeah.
You want to still be close to that brand because it will benefit your brand.
Right. And it's who made me, who, you know, I wouldn't have the fan base. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for WWE. So.
And when you were, and you were 12, you were a fan, or just a casual fan?
Huge, like Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. Like, he was my everything. I would, like, had t-shirts that I would sleep in of his. Me and my dad would watch. My mom was not a fan, so she would make us turn it off.
That was Maria and her dad. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. So I was obsessed with him. And actually, when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, I was walking. It was me and I think Eve, and we were, like, switching out who we got to walk out. And I was like, please let me walk Stone Cold. Please let me. It was like a dream. And so they were like, okay, we'll give you Stone Cold. And I was like, yes.
Oh, show the Stone Cold entrance to the Hall of Fame so we'll see.
Yeah.
Jared, I want to see. And did you talk to him at all?
Oh my gosh. I was so starstruck. And I was like, oh my God, you have no idea. And he was like the nicest. And we did an interview where he told me, he was like, you are my favorite. And that when my time, he was like, you are my favorite. And I was so like the happiest. I was.
Oh my God.
I mean, my smile.
For the
so
greatest
happy.
Of all time to say that. That's
yes. Yes.
Wow. Yes. You hang on to that.
Yeah.
You know what I loved about him at the Hall of Fame? There you go.
I was so happy.
Look at you. You're ecstatic.
I was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was so cool.
Yeah. It must be so fun wearing that dress and all those things.
Oh, yeah.
Every
that was
outfit
the best,
you wear.
Yeah, like getting to dress up. And
it must just be so fun.
Yeah.
We were this year's Hall of Fame. I was so impressed with him because all the other people in the audience were wanting to go to the bathroom and like, oh God, these speeches are so long. You know how some of the older guys, it's their last basically chance to speak. So front row alone, no like friend or buffer or, you know, girlfriend, wife, whatever. Uh-huh. Stone Cold sits there and doesn't move.
Yeah.
Doesn't move. So respectful of everybody's time, like this five, however many hours it was. And I'm like, and I grabbed him. I'm like, you're unbelievable.
He really
you know, everyone
is.
Else is bitching and moaning and sneaking in and out and this, that, you know, and he's just alone, just totally giving everybody their time.
I know. I got to do his podcast last year when we had season one was coming out. And he approached me. He was like, hey, will you do my podcast? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So I got to speak to him for like an hour and on his podcast.
And so you're really still, cool. You could still be in touch with him, I'm
sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about the guys? Any other guys you're in touch with anymore?
So, Shell, my husband is really good friends with Miz, obviously.
Oh, perfect.
Shell is really good friends with CM Punk, and he lost a bet to Punk, and he had to get his symbol tattooed. So, my husband has a CM Punk
Stop
symbol.
Stop it.
No.
Do we have pictures of this?
No, I haven't.
Nothing
he
online?
Just got it. No, he just got it done a few weeks. He did. Sheldon posted a picture of it, actually.
Jared will find it.
On his Instagram. It's like the lightning bolt. Yeah, with the hand.
By the way, does the press run away with that? Did they go crazy with that yet?
No.
No? Oh, they will now. They will now. That's amazing.
Sheldon put that on his
head. So how often do you guys see CM Punk and AJ?
We saw them about a year ago at a fight in Vegas for a UFC fight. So we haven't seen them lately, but I mean, him and Shell text all the time. So
I saw her on one of her last the day one of the day she dropped
her.
The title.
I
could see she was a little sad, you know. But you know, he's...
I really liked her.
Yeah. He's an amazing guy.
I don't think they pulled up the right Instagram at
That's Sheldon. Oh, no, that's Sheldon. Oh.
Now on Twitter.
Oh,
is
so,
it
yeah.
Twitter or Instagram?
It's both. I mean, it...
Oh, gotcha. He does both.
Yeah, so it goes Jared, to you'll that, find so you it. Might go, have to
you,
go.
You saw them, you went to the UFC fights with them?
Oh, no. No, me and Sheldon just went, and he punk texted Shell and was like, hey, I'm here. So...
You, I mean, are you going to... guys watching my 200 for his fight?
When is it?
Isn't he
it's already announced it?
203 in Cleveland.
No way.
When, Jared?
Oh, my God, yes.
I'll get that.
We'll go
on
for sec. Sure. Let me see. Yeah, and how did, going down.
How did he and Sheldon become friends?
Through me. So right there.
Nice. With the CM Punk tattoo. Yes. So cool. So, yeah, how did your husband become friends with CM Punk?
Through me. Just from wrestling, like coming backstage and...
So wait.
We were dating a year, basically when I won the belt, we had started dating.
So you've been together a long time.
Yeah. So five years. Yeah.
And how did he initially react when WAGS was announced and you were going to be a part of it?
Well, I had to ask permission I was like, how do you feel about this? And he was like, you know, I feel like you want to go back to work and you need to have your own thing. Because I kind of was like, okay, I want to do something. What do I want to do? And so when the show, you know, approached us, or me, I was like, okay, this sounds like a fun idea. And I was like, but they need you on the show too, babe. And he was like, I'm only going to come on like two times. And I'm like, okay. So he was like, make it about you. So I was like, okay. So, yeah, he doesn't come on often. So our wedding is on season two. Our wedding's featured on the show.
By the way, starting this Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
June 26th, 10 p.m. Yes. Eastern Pacific. So
very excited.
On E, I'm really excited too.
Yeah. I mean, the wedding's going to be amazing. So I can't wait for that. And
is there drama leading up to it that we see?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
And you already talked about some of your bridesmaids.
You know what it's nice too? It's nice that this is the best wedding video ever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That your children someday can see.
I asked our producers today, I was like, because I haven't seen the wedding. I haven't seen that episode. And they're like, it's so good. It looks
so
amazing.
Wait.
They won't
and
let
I'm
you
like,
watch
okay,
it?
No. I'm like, let me see it.
No, it's not fun. Wait. It's more fun when you, like, we got them. See, we were producers on our reality show, so we got them early and gave notes.
Right.
But if I wasn't, it's way more fun to premiere it, watch it. If you guys are in LA, you'll have to come up and watch it with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No,
we have parties here all the time for that kind of stuff.
Oh, they
of course,
are.
They've
that'd
been
be
the
awesome.
Saved by the Bell reunion show or things like, or whatever it was, that movie. But no, we should.
Because you have a perfect place. I mean, I don't know if you got to look around a little bit at this place. But
no, I need to.
We're huge fans. Like, so I remember when Maria said, you know, she's like out of breath. I'm like, what? She's like, Barbie Blank is on WAGS. I'm like, Barbie who? She's like, Kelly. I'm like, oh. And she, you know, because just so happy when you're able to graduate.
Exactly.
It's hard. Some people really don't have the skill set. To graduate, you know, and it's they do have the skill set, but then they don't apply it correctly.
Exactly.
Are we going back to the Kelly theme?
Jared
the
got excited.
Got too excited.
Okay, so nice. With Natalie and Olivia, is that like is that heat real or is it all good
so
now with you guys?
You'll see in season two where we actually become really good friends.
Okay.
And everyone kind of does a 360. So, who I was friends with before is,
maybe not so much.
Yeah. So the dynamic definitely changes.
Is it really different going from a show where most of it's scripted out for you and you don't really get as much say and you're doing what they tell you when they call to being on a show where it's like, okay, this is your real freaking life?
Yeah. It's very different. It's not easy. And especially having the cameras and when you've had a few drinks, you're like, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
But all the drama with those girls is totally real.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We did not get along at first.
So what is it about season two? You guys just start seeing.
Well, so towards the end of season one, we started, like, we had a conversation and they were like, you know, I understood where they were coming from. They understood where I was coming from. And I just feel like we got off on the wrong foot. We didn't really know each other before. I didn't really know many of the girls before. And they all kind of knew each other. So I was kind of the odd man out. But
you have I mean, thank God you do have the thick wrestling skin.
Right.
Because we don't need you getting, like, going mental.
I always
like
threaten
somebody.
Them, too. I'm like, look, guys, I used to wrestle for a living. You don't want to go
you
there.
Don't. Well, I mean, I'm saying, no, emotionally speaking, I'm glad you do. No, because you see what this does to people. You know, these shows make people crazy.
Exactly. And it's funny. I was – The Rock – when Baywatch was coming out, I auditioned for Baywatch for the role, the Pamela Anderson role. And I reached out to The Rock and I was like, hey, you know, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, I'm so proud of you. You've been doing so great. And he was like, I'm glad to see that, you know, the reality shows haven't, because you know how it can turn people into. And he was like, I'm glad that you've been able to stay true to yourself and, you know, all that. So I was like, thank you. And yeah.
You and The Rock keep in touch still.
Yeah, so I, because about the Baywatch thing, I was like, hey, you know, really? You know, he's like, oh, he's like, your tape, we're watching it. Like, you're going to, you know, but obviously they went with somebody else. But he was like, we'll keep you in mind.
Kevin says it's only important that you do your best job in the audition.
No, yeah. Because they remember you exactly. For something else.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
Know, they go, you know what? Not for this, but for that. That's, and then the word starts to get out. No, yeah. She's got the chops.
Yeah.
That's all you have to worry about. But good instinct to call, to text him.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm just going to.
And he's a good guy like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's super nice.
He's still. What, any of the other older guys that you. Do they tweet at you? Any of them?
Yeah. So I'm trying.
Who
to
tweets at you?
Who recently tweeted at me?
It's hard for you to know. You must get so many people tweeting at you.
But the wrestlers all kind of, they...
Yeah, because she follows them too. It'll be a notification or whatnot.
I don't know. I know...
Santino?
No.
Bret Hart?
No.
Trying to think of some of the...
I know. I'm like, I don't know.
Who would be some of the people?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
No.
Oh, Marie always has...
Oh, Rob Van Dam. He's the best.
Yeah, tell me about him.
He's great. He is so, so nice. Tommy Dreamer. Oh, my God.
I hear he's best guy.
When I first started, I would travel with him and test. And thank goodness for them, because they definitely looked out for me.
They did, huh?
Yeah.
In what way? How?
They just kind of protected me and, like, just would tell me, like, look, you need to have thick skin. I remember there was a night in ECW where I was getting hit with a Singapore cane by Sandman. And I was rehearsing it. And if you've ever felt a Singapore cane, it hurts so bad.
Yeah, how do you fake it? I mean, there's no way, right?
It's the worst pain. It's like
and welts.
Yes.
There's no way you didn't have that white skin.
So we're rehearsing, and I'm standing there, and he's like, okay, I'm only gonna get you like this, Kelly. And it like just kind of dung me. Oh, no, not there. This is not. He doesn't do it there.
Come on, Jared, really?
So he kind of just kind of dings it in rehearsal, and I'm like, oh, that's nothing. I'll
but
be
wouldn't
fine.
Wouldn't he hit the the apron and not you? Is there any way to do that? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I was standing outside of the ring. And so Mike Knox pushes – so he's turned around and Mike Knox pushes me into it. And that's – so Sandman doesn't see it. So he turns around and he just goes like that. Oh. And so there's no – it's you have to see the video. It's crazy. So he kind of dings me in the rehearsal. He's like, it'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, that's hardly even hurt. Okay. So we go out. We're live. It's about to happen. Mike pushes me. All I feel is like – So I bend my head down and it's like oh my God, I can't even tell you how hard it, but it just hit me and I like immediately
in the head?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the head, immediately fall down. And my mom called me after and she was like, you made that face before you cry. And I was like, mom, I wanted to cry so bad, but I had to just sit there like this and like stand still, like I was like knocked out. They brought out a stretcher and all this. And then they brought me to the back. And I remember laying there and Vince standing over me, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. So I remember Tommy and Andrew being like, listen, if you walk back and because the whole locker room's waiting for you to see you cry. They want, you know what I mean? They're like, don't let them see you cry. You walk back, you walk through them, you act like it was no big deal, and then you can cry in the locker room. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be that bad. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be bad. So I was like pre-warned, right? And so I was like, okay. So I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, Vince, I'm going to get up. So I get up and I'm like, oh my God, I want to cry. So I'm like walking to the back and everyone's like, literally 50 people standing there at the monitor. You okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. Yep. All good. All good. I get to the locker room. Oh, you are so bad.
I don't know. Nobody saw it.
But no one saw it. Good. So it was just little things like that.
Great
you know,
advice.
Just like little pointers where it was like I can earn people's respect and how I could, you know, because it was such a male-oriented sport, you know.
Let's talk about the fact, and by the way, our business is too, and It's becoming one of Maria. She's turning into a feminist, but in the best possible way.
Yeah,
she's getting older.
You know, especially in this age.
She's saying, you
it
know,
it sucks that word has negative connotation.
I know, and right? she's like, I need to get where we've got to get together and figure this out, mm-hmm. because. Tell me, and maybe you can all weigh in on this. Why is it a no-no to cry? Because I know Maria's cried a lot.
Oh, I'm a crier.
And no, but why is it a no-no to cry in front of everybody? I mean, I get mad when Maria does, only because I'm like, don't. I know sadists in Hollywood who love that. They love they got you. Don't.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, don't do it. But can you tell me why? Why do you think those two told you not to?
I think it's just to prove, like, I'm not a wuss. And I have what it takes to hang in there with the men.
I'm a bad bitch and I'm here to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm 19 years old and I'm here to stay, and you know, you throw whatever at me. And I got spanked by Tommy Dreamer. I got body slammed by Mike Knox. I mean, I don't know how many girls have gotten the abuse on
that
WWE.
You've gotten. Yeah, because, and you've done, did you
do, but I was like, yeah, let's do it. I'll do
when
it.
When you won the title or lost the title, was it Hell in the Cell, or am I crazy? Did you do, you didn't do Hell in the Cell, did you?
Yeah, but it wasn't a Hell in the Cell match.
Okay.
But I think it.
It was a Hell in the Cell pay-per-view.
Yeah,
copy.
I think I did lose it there.
But you took your bumps, but any physical pains now?
That's one of the reasons I left WWE, because my discs and my neck aren't the best, and I get bad migraines. And
you know what I'm noticing with a lot of wrestlers now, and I was just talking to one a few hours ago, and when they turn their heads, they'll turn like this.
Yeah.
As opposed to like that, they won't. Yeah. They can't turn their neck, so they have to move their whole body. And I know when Edge was flying recently, he's like, listen, I would talk to you the whole flight, but if I do, I won't be able to get out of bed.
No way.
I have to look straight forward because my neck.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
I mean, this, you know,
you wrestle for that long, and that's why I was like, I don't want to be able to, you know, when I'm 50 years old, to have to like walk with a cane or so. You know, I was just like, I knew when I needed to get out, and I knew I wanted to be.
So it was
healthy.
Your decision, right? You weren't.
It was a mutual. It was definitely a mutual. I was just my time. I was, you know, it was getting serious with my husband, and I wanted to be home more. I just wanted to do other things. My heart at the time wasn't in it.
You know, going back to when I hear the name Test. I mean, so these guys wouldn't know it, but he passed away. He died. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you were gone by the time, right? He passed.
What do you mean?
When he died, you weren't in the WWE, were you at the time?
No, I was. Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that?
I mean, he was we dated.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get confused. I thought you dated him, but then I didn't want to say because I screwed up Mike Knox. But you, for 2.5 years, you dated him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And so we had...
You had moved on, I know, right?
Yeah, but it was like 6 months after we had. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, and I saw him up until the week before, and
did you have any inclination the week before?
No, it was rough. And that was, that was about 7 years ago now.
It's been so long, and I wouldn't even think it felt like a couple of years ago, you know? But you didn't have any sense.
No, I mean, no, he was healthy. He was doing better, you know? He was trying to get healthy again, and because he had had neck surgery and stuff, so he had been through the ringer, you know? So he was just trying to get healthy.
And he was no longer WWE at that time,
mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
And you had no idea. Would you remember the last thing he said to you?
It was just probably, I think, because I went there, I was getting my mail or something. And I think it was like, you know, we were talking about like future, and I was like, you know, we'll see what happens down the line. And like, well, you know, it was like, I'll always love you. I'll always love you. And that was probably,
oh my God. Did he have hope? Was there hope that they could be rekindled?
I was so young. I was 22 at the time, mm-hmm. and he was 34. So I was like, I still don't know what I want to do. Like, you know, you need to work on yourself. I need to, you know, grow up a little more, but you never know down the line, you know.
Was it difficult to have relationships after that for a while?
Yeah, it wasn't easy, you know, and it was like such a sudden thing that happened. And
yeah, you didn't even see this coming, right?
No, yeah. So
I mean, at 22, that had to be a mind fuck,
yeah, when
right?
you lose someone like that, it never goes away. So yeah, it's hard, you know, but I actually just did, which you'll see on the show, I did that Medium, Tyler Henry.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And he comes through.
You believe it?
Yeah, I do.
I hear that he is just the nicest guy. So legit.
Oh my gosh!
Did he not know who you were?
He had no idea. No idea. So it was pretty amazing.
I mean, we'll see the episode, but you really felt that Test Andrew was coming through.
Mm-hmm. Which you'll have to see.
Of course, no, but but I think of, you know, for myself, the friends I've lost. I never lost a partner.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that had to have.
Yeah, people don't really understand if you don't. You know what I mean? It's a different story.
How did you find out? By the way, did you find out like online through?
No, the police called me before they called his family. Because I had I guess they found a Blockbuster card or something in his wallet, and they, with my name and number. So they called me, and I was actually at a show, and.
What did they say?
They were like, they couldn't really tell me because they had to speak to his parents first. So they were like, we can't tell you much, but, you know, we have Andrew here, and I knew.
We have Andrew here, but.
Yeah, he's no longer here. And I was just like, and I was backstage. I just had a match. And I was like, so of course he was like good friends with Christian and all them. And they came to me and I was, you know.
Did you have to break the news to them?
Yeah. I mean, I was like the one to tell. And I was just like
So backstage you end up telling.
Yeah. And then everyone starts finding out because, you know, obviously it gets out, but. Yeah.
And he was well liked, right?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone liked him, and he had so many good friends. He's such a nice guy. Yeah.
And so you had to bear that.
Yeah, at 22 years old, it's not easy. It's not easy to go through that, but you know.
You know what I think?
He was such an amazing man, and did, you know, and he lived such a great life, and you know, he's in a better place. So.
But that. You know, I think as I'm now, it's funny, we were talking about some of the things that happened to us in our 20s, and also our childhoods, our teen years, but our 20s, and how much they shape you later.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping you're confronting that and keeping it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's to be that age, to lose somebody, then to get to receive that call, how traumatic, then to have to deliver that, and then to have the pressure to still have to perform.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, it will make you stronger inevitably, but. You do have to be aware. I'm warning you, as someone who's a lot older, you have to be aware that this stuff, if you don't
prepare yourself,
confront it,
and it sounds
like you are, you know. And then, of course, you meet Sheldon right after that. I mean, with the silver lining.
And it's a crazy thing, too. One of the things Tyler mentioned is Sheldon, my husband, and that, you know, Andrew was referencing basically our wedding and how he was so happy for me that I had found my soulmate. So that kind of like gave me, you know, a little bit of closure that I needed to be like, okay.
To move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And now you have someone.
Now I have my hubs.
Now you've got your guy and you have your new career.
Yeah.
Man, that's something. The whole test thing, like I was barely even going to bring it up because you threw me off with Mike Knox. I thought that was just another. But I thought you guys had dated. Key on TV was dating Stephanie. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. God.
Yeah. And let's bring it up a notch.
Yeah, let's bring it up. Okay, get back to Kelly stripping. Get some Kelly stripping. Get her doing the exposé with Layla.
God,
was it Layla?
No.
And who else was part of the
Brooke.
Team?
Oh, I talk to them all the time.
Layla and Brooke? Mm-hmm. All right, Layla, Brooke, and get that up there. Let's get them dancing. Bring this party back up. I need to guzzle a beer. I'm sad right now, too.
It sounds like you made a ton of friendships there. From what we hear from other wrestlers, that the locker room's super on the men and women's side. Mm-hmm. Did you not feel a lot of that while you were there?
I didn't get involved in the...
Jared, big screen, please.
Competition.
Keep going and... You can put a little little sound in, Jared. Just
talk about your friendships. Ian wants to know.
They were so good, and I was so awful.
Yeah, you're horrible.
I was like, great. I got to dance with these. favorite dancers. Like, I was like, I'm not, I'll just do a backflip.
I think
I was
you like, look like that? A freaking dancer. What are you talking about?
No.
So,
they were so good.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But I'm just wondering, because I wasn't watching the WWE at this time. So from a novice perspective, when did the wrestling come into play after this?
Finally, after a year and a half of doing stuff like this, they let me wrestle. But it took a while.
Oh.
Yeah, they were not letting me.
Is that, that's Brooke?
Yeah, that's Brooke.
She didn't stay long, huh?
No.
She went to TNA.
Yeah. She's pregnant. She's got a baby on the way.
And Layla is Kelly.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to shake my butt. And
Layla's still there, right?
No, Layla got married. She's married.
No, I'm confusing Layla with Rosa Mendez.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you still talk to Layla?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't talked to her in a while, but. Last I talked to her, she's doing good. She got married.
Ian, what were you saying about their relationships?
Oh, I heard that it's the most competitive environment that in
professional
sports.
Please welcome Layla,
sports.
Kelly, and Brooke. Oh. Extreme Expose.
That was for you.
You stayed out of the drama.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the drama in the locker room. How you avoid that?
Well, here's the thing: when you're in a sport like wrestling, and you have each other's lives in each other's hands. You can't go out there and be like, oh, I hate this girl. I'm going to, like, punch her in the face. Like, you have to really trust that person that you're wrestling and trust that they're not going to hurt you and or just not be there for you to catch you.
But are they all like that? Like, you're
I
like that.
I never wrestled anyone who...
Did you hear anything where other people weren't
no,
like that?
No, no. No one was ever unprofessional in the ring. No. That's like the biggest rule.
What about, I've been learning about wrestling and Kevin taught me about going into business for yourself. Were there any of the wrestlers going into business for themselves? Did I get that right, Kev?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I'd never noticed. Maybe they did, but I never noticed. I always worried about myself. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm doing what I'm just focused on myself. But I just feel like every time we were in the ring, we were always professional. That was like rule number one. And if Vince or anyone got word that anyone was ever unprofessional, you'd be gone in a second. Because that's your life. And you're jumping off the top rope onto the ground. And they're like, oops, I didn't catch you. You broke your neck. You know,
you can't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know I'm going to get in trouble for asking this, but I have to. No. We've made the peace with Natalie and Olivia, but like now, who are the new nemesi?
I don't get this season. It's all about my wedding. I don't get involved in the drama, which you'll see me just be like, oh, I can't deal. This is stupid. I got a wedding to plan.
Oh, because it doesn't premiere with your wedding.
No, my wedding's not until episode 6.
Okay, so you're okay. I get it.
So this is a drama-less season
for you.
For me.
For her. No. She got a break, but that's nice because it's your wedding.
Yeah, I mean, trust me. There is some banter. I do get in some bantering.
Right.
But I try to control myself.
Okay, so now that you're on the show with these girls, do you hang out with them now?
I hang out with Nicole, Nat, and Liv all the time.
That's good.
We go out and party it up.
That's good for the show. Yeah. So with or without the cameras.
Yeah.
That makes the best stuff.
With or without the husbands.
The husbands are never. It's always just, sometimes Larry or Sheldon, like random times, but we like to just go out, the girls. And
what's it like for them to be retired? I mean, you know, are they around a lot?
Shell, he golfs. He's a big golfer, and that's
you don't golf?
I hate golf.
Can he do it not competitively, or does he a hockey player, you've got that competitive.
Yes, and I try to golf with him, he's like, babe, you need to hit it like this, and hard, and I'm like, I just want to have fun. But he takes it real serious.
God, I'm so excited for the season of Wags, I have to tell you.
And it's this Sunday, so you don't have to wait long, Kev.
These girls are kind of, I mean, they're as hot, too, as the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, they're all really pretty girls, and they're actually really fun to...
Wives and girlfriends.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what would it be? It would be boyfriends and what?
What, the show that you would be on?
Ba?
Husbands and boyfriends.
Is it what's Hags?
With
husbands
the
and oh boy, Habs.
Canadians.
That was a blonde moment.
Kev, you're going to be on Habs.
I'm going to be on Habs.
Habs.
yeah, there's a bunch of us. There's a bunch of us running around here for Habs.
And then you're going to have to do what she did. You have to convince Maria to come on for two episodes.
Yep. Yeah, and that'll
please,
be
honey,
the same
please, honey, will you come
fight.
On Habs?
Yeah, exactly.
We've won Habs with me and my boys. Wow, these girls are gorgeous.
I know.
We watched. I remember because we were so overwhelmed. We were just transitioning to you when you guys came on the air. But we were rooting for the show so much because... You know, it was a transition
yeah,
in our company,
new,
too.
Yeah, I mean, this production company, too, has never done, like, a girl reality show like this. So it was new for everyone. But we were so happy when it came out. And it got huge. I mean, we got renewed after the fourth episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the ratings were great.
Yeah. Huge deal.
And now they're going to franchise it out to different cities.
Yeah, they have Miami. And now I think I heard some other cities, but.
And I love that E seems to be taking care of their own, like putting you on Tyler's show and all that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I love it. And, they've definitely given me a great platform and to do what I want to do. And I love, they're a great network to work for.
Do you get a lot of social media interaction on the show? Have people been really excited coming out on Sunday?
Yeah.
And different fans from Kelly fans too, right?
Yeah, in some new cases. Fans, but my fans are always there. It's so awesome. They're so excited.
All over the globe.
Yeah.
A lot of the Kelly fans transitioned.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was great too when we were after Total Divas because all the wrestling, like, oh my gosh, it's Kelly. We can watch like life after wrestling, you know, or kind of see what's going on with her. So it was really cool to be able to be after them.
Do you find that when you're fighting with, like, Natalie or whatever on the show, do you think that your fans also start tweeting?
Oh, yeah. No, they always do because they always say to me, like, great, now Barbie's fans are going to be, hassling us and saying all these things.
It doesn't make sense for any of the girls to have an issue with you because you're the one who's shot a show before. You're the one who can give advice, like, hey, by the way, here's the way to get it done.
Right. So, well, I've kind of told them about the social media stuff because some of the girls get really mad when they say things and they want to say stuff back. I'm like, you just can't give them that. That's what they want. It's like for you to go back and, you know, say something to them and they just want the attention. And I'm like, just don't say anything.
Because a lot of them aren't used to it.
Yeah.
Do you block them or do you just not give?
I just ignore it.
Just ignore it.
Yeah. Because that's all they want. So.
You don't ever just give an and respond to somebody.
I learned that lesson in WWE the hard way because I would start tweeting at them and then I was like, oh, why'd I do that? And so
it
I learned.
It ends up being a waste of your time.
Yeah. I learned the hard way.
Ooh, hot and heavy makeout sessions.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Like we're watching the highlight reel of Wags and it's like, it does look really damn glamorous. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I think I want to get in this lifestyle.
It's fun. We have a really good time together. At the end of the day, we all. You know, we're a bond. We're all kind of in the same circle. And there is kind of the hierarchy thing, which is what the show's about, where wives are up here and girlfriends are down here. There's women in that industry who do look at it like that.
So now you've transitioned.
Yeah, now I'm a wife.
Do you think that's part of the reason why the girls are getting along with you better this season? Because you've made it from one level to the next?
Well, I'm more friends with the girlfriends now.
Oh.
So... And the wives aren't very happy about
that. Doesn't surprise me about you. Well, the girlfriends, I feel like
they're
more
fun. Yeah,
right,
we have a good time. Yeah.
And the wives just hit this place. And again, memo to all wives and to you too, Barbie. Just don't, you know, like they just, as a friend of mine says at home, they just become about as much fun as a bag of wet hair.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I want to be fun.
You want to be fun.
Yeah.
That's why we're showing you your old videos.
What do you think?
So you can remember.
You know, do you watch any other reality shows?
Yes, I do. I watch a lot.
Like what? Which ones do you like? What's your favorite?
Oh, it's my favorite. I would have to say...
Do you watch any of The Housewives or Kardashians?
I do watch not as much. I do. Housewives, I have like my favorites like Orange County and Beverly Hills.
What a franchise. That everyone has their different favorites. It's ridiculous. God damn.
You know what show I was talking about today with my producers of my show is that show Unreal?
Yeah.
On Lifetime.
The Lifetime show.
It's
a scripted show.
But it's like how reality shows work. I mean, it's not that intense.
Oh, it's like behind the scenes of The Bachelor kind of thing.
But I kind of asked my producers, I was like, how do you guys feel? Like they're basically like, and they're like, yeah, it's, you know, I don't get it. Yeah. It's. But it's real. Yeah, it's like how The Bachelor and Bachelor, how reality shows are kind of produced. You know how
those producers like say stuff to them, and our show isn't bad. We just go. We're like, okay.
Are you friends with any of the reality stars that aren't on your show? Like any of the housewives? Have you come across?
Oh, so
any of them?
We have a house in Idaho, Gozer. Megan Edmonds, who's on Orange County.
Okay.
She just moved up there. Her and her husband just got a house in up there, so I'm friends with her. She's super nice.
Your new BFF.
Yeah.
There's lots of wives up there. I know Maria.
Yeah. So she was there. Yeah, she came up there last season. Yeah,
and so you get to see them all.
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you guys watch together? You and your hubby.
We watch... Why am I drawing a blank? We watch Game of Thrones. That's our
ours too.
Yeah.
Did you watch on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, you know, you can't even say...
I'm like, you would leave this for the last, like...
I know.
Really?
I know.
Wait, by the way, was that the finale or no?
No. It was, yeah. But, I mean,
leading
up to that,
it feel like the finale?
That's always what they do with their episode nines. You go back, you look, every episode nine is like, holy crap, like Red Wedding, like all of them, they just...
But the leading up to it hasn't been that, like, intense. Like, I was like, I want some more fighting. So I was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was amazing. I mean, like I said, you can't talk about it because...
Jon Snow was, like, my man. So I was happy he came back.
Yeah.
My husband was like, no, he's not coming back. I'm like, yes, he is.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
It's so funny. Like you said, you have to talk about it so vaguely. Because
I just ruined it for
No, you didn't ruin it.
No, that's happened so long ago. I mean, come on. But it's hard because, I mean, I remember even like Breaking Bad. If I up to like a year ago, if I talked about the ending, they'd be like, I haven't seen it. What the hell, dude? I haven't seen it yet. I'm like, get
a
life.
If you haven't seen it.
For cry eye. And what else do you guys watch together?
We watch The Blacklist. Like The Blacklist. Nerdy shows.
Do you watch any soap operas?
I do. So I watched Passions when I
I was an extra. I worked on Passions.
One of my girlfriends is on that. Heidi Mueller.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's one of my good girlfriends.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where is she now?
She married DeMarco Murray. He played for Dallas, and now he played in Philly, and now he plays in Nashville.
Wow.
Yeah. And she has two babies.
Passions. Weird. Yeah. Like, just kind of came and went. Do you guys remember?
I did, but it was so good.
It wasn't it? Like, little Timmy?
Yeah.
Running around. Remember? Like,
yes.
Oh, why do I know this stuff? All right,
it's
listen.
So funny.
We're going to let's end on the note of Passions. Roxy, when is WAGS? So
it's
everyone
premiering
knows.
On Sunday. That's this Sunday, June 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern time and Pacific time. And that's on E. So you guys can catch this lovely lady over
and
there
it's,
on
it's
WAGS.
At the Barbie blank.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And then a couple of things. I really do want to work on the wedding episode, having a screening party for that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I want to do that. And I think, and Jared, what got announced for wrestling here in L.A.?
Royal Rumble, January of 2017.
So maybe we'll all go together. You know? You wouldn't want to attend? Why wouldn't you want to
I haven't been back since I left.
Yeah, you come back with Uncle Kevin and Auntie Maria. Everything
okay,
will be
if I
fine.
Come with you guys.
Yeah, and you bring and we'll bring hubby.
Okay.
And no, and like you go in and you go in as a different person. You hold your head high and now that's you know what I'm saying?
That's not a bad idea.
And no crying. We
no
learned.
No, you can't no cry crying. With that because that's different tears. That's emotional and
I've gotta write this down.
Yeah, no, wait. That's crying of like joy.
Right.
And you know, reminiscing, being yelled that and crying is different but no you go back and you go back in that vein. I mean like Tori used to go back with A-Rod.
Yeah. I just haven't. Yeah, it's been almost two and a half years.
We'll take you back.
Okay.
It would be our honor to sit ringside with you.
Okay.
Right? And get the real skinny. By the way, what a great photo op her and Maria back together again.
Oh, I know.
I love it.
That'd be cool.
Barbie, I'm just Maria and I are just thrilled for you.
Oh,
we're so happy for this next phase in your life.
Well, you guys too.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're so happy for you and everything that you guys have going on. This is so exciting.
It's nice,
You got married, they got engaged, there are rocks going everywhere.
Do you have dogs?
No.
I'm surprised you guys don't.
We did, and he passed away.
Sorry. We know that
so
is.
We're working on another one.
We're supposed to end on the note of passion.
I know.
Remember?
Okay, so Passions, Little Timmy, the witch.
Yep. Yes, the witch.
Who was on Nanny and the Professor, I believe, which is really like only Christian would even understand that reference.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
You did not date, we learned, you did not date Mike Knox.
No.
That would have been awkward. That's why I was like, wow, he's a really big guy. He's like 6'6 with this giant beard. I'm like, I didn't think that was her type.
Yeah, not the word I thought you were going to say after giant.
Anyway, you guys. All right, can we go out with a, let's do, can we do a Kelly Kelly?
Yeah.
WWE chant on the way out?
Yeah, but okay. You start it, Kev.
Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly. Kelly Kelly.
Anyway, Bobby, we love you. Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Guys.
You're
thank
a dog.
You so much.
Come back
thank
anytime.
You. Thank you for having me.
You're the best.
And please remember that I never lied. And please remember how I felt inside.
What's up, party people? Roxy Stryer here from The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. We're your twice weekly broadcast of one man's midlife crisis and the mad millennials in Star Trek uniforms that follow him.
And I'm one of those millennials, Lauren Magrasso here. We've had some amazing guests like Russell Simmons, Ileana Douglas, and Greg Gass. Coolio, right?
Christian Blatt in the house to tell you to go to thetomorrowshow.com to check us out. We're live every Monday and Thursday from 10 to midnight Eastern. That's thetomorrowshow.com. Be there or be square, whatever that means.
And we are back. The Tomorrow Show, thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Please download us on iTunes. Come on in, Pantene Katie, with your new pin. Thank you for bringing me my beer. Thank you very much. That's a good girl for you right there. Brings her man her beer.
Can I ask what we're listening to?
This is Jared, inspiring.
What,
I mean, like
Jared,
it.
What do we... It's Thursday night. It's a drinking show. What are we doing? What is this?
Okay, this is the Passions theme. Or the current, I think, Passions theme. So we thought we'd bring it back, Kev, to your the good old days.
No,
Passions.
Okay, they were not good days.
Passions.
They were horrible days. I went from head writer of a network, nominated for to being an extra on Passions. So not good days. But I was doing what I had to do to support us at
all
that
the
time.
More reason to drink.
Yes, that's why I'm drinking.
I'd like to see you on a soap opera, Kev. Can we get that archive footage by any chance?
It was like one or two lines here and there, but listen, I'll say this. It was hard because I remember seeing writer friends on other shows. Aww. Like Will and Grace or whatever, and being like, really? That, seeing them on the lot as I was schlepping with the group of extras, you know, and it was like just, you know, looking at seeing them kind of laugh behind their eyes, you know, and it was humbling, it was humiliating, but I did, even in those moments, yep, there you go, even in those moments, I learned a lot, I learned a ton, I was like, okay, if I'm here, I'm going to learn, and I learned how a soap opera gets shot, and repetition, and all that stuff, and it was kind of cool, too, because if you know how a certain scene in a soap opera can go over three or four episodes, they keep cutting back to, like, let's say the coffee shop and this conversation going on in the coffee shop, and they'll keep cutting back to it, and they can cut back to it in three episodes. If they do that, you get paid three times the amount. Mm. So it was kind of cool. So there were days where, yeah, you would just sit and make small talk with the other extras behind in a scene. And it was like, oh no, this is going to go three or four episodes. This is a good one. And yeah. And you know what? And at the time, me and I were in a studio, we had no money, studio apartment. And, that they helped us, that like got us over the hump.
Did you take time to really build out your character as an extra? I could see you like putting a lot of effort into thinking about it and having a backstory.
Like chewing my food in the right way.
That's right.
I don't know. Somebody put on the Rockford Files. I'm getting depressed. Guys, why come on. Because I just don't want to be brought back to those days.
Kev, we just spent an hour watching some hot girls strip and stuff.
I know, but
amazing.
This is how fast I get Kelly, Bobby Blank. I know, it was amazing. But this is how fast I go down the tubes, guys. Oh, Passions. You wonder why I just want to go get my, like, fucking gold Firebird, get my blazer, and get Passions down. Get me some Jim Rockford up there. And let me just go get my trailer and solve crimes. Honest to God, how hard would it be, Ian? I get a really cheap trailer. I go get the stripped Firebird. I get a couple of blazers, and like I print some business cards, and I take out an ad. And as a private investigator, even if I just take cases for free, who cares?
Forget the podcast. Let's start that up.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Right? Look at this, Jim. What's a...
He's up to no good here. This is Kevin in a Venice Beach bathroom.
He's taking the soap dispenser and putting it on the ground.
Oh, so the guy, he knows the guy's coming to beat him up. That's why.
Oh, so he's
okay, so quarters in the... Yeah,
he pulls his lipstick
because he wasn't a good fight. No, lipstick. That's a roll of quarters.
Oh.
Stole my jacket.
You've got to be one of the dumbest looking apes I ever saw. Of course, you big muscle-bound guys, you're usually compensating for feelings of inadequacy.
Other guy's hot.
Meaning...
He's a character actor, though. He became something. I don't know who he is.
Queer.
Whoa! Not cool, right. Rockford.
JR.
That's right. Everything's going to be all
right. Right down. Boom! How's that?
What a move. Did you see this? Like, what is he turning the Hulk Hogan big boot here?
It's like his O-face.
Look at this.
Yeah.
He slipped on the soap, and then boom! Pop! Done. See, that's me. Why can't I just have that life?
If any of our listeners have a case for us to get on, send it in.
Yeah, like, we could solve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian, and you'd be like the friend. He has like a couple of the shitbird friends. He goes and he always calls the favors into.
Like do I have to hang out with a criminal element so I know
what's
going on?
No. They're just low life.
Yeah.
They're not criminals. They're just degenerates. You know what I'm saying?
Just know what's going on in the underworld. Yeah.
See, I'm sorry, guys. It's been so long. Maybe can we find out who is his... Because Rocky was the father, but then he had like the one, like, you know, kind of sleazy friend who like he would get information. Like the way Magnum had Rick working at the bar in TC. TC had the helicopter and Rick worked at the bar.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah. So
I'll be your Rick.
No, yeah. Rockford has one of those. Yeah. By the way. Magnum, that's not a bad gig either. I could do that. Put on a Hawaiian shirt and get to stay at
in the guest house at a mansion.
Yeah,
I would love
whose house.
And you just solve cases for free. My God, I have out here. They're dime a dozen. Yes.
There's TC flying low.
I can't wait to see Ian. Okay, there's me with the mustache. Oh, look at Roxy, me in uniform. Tell me you're not loving me in uniform.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, there's me with my whore.
I fucking love him.
There's my Ferrari that I borrow from my rich guy.
Robin Masters Ferrari.
Who's the... Oh, that's like...
I could be Higgins.
Christian's Higgins. Yeah, you would totally be Higgins and watch everything from Robin Masters.
I'll be the black guy.
You're going to be TC.
Nice.
TC was awesome. Okay, where's Ian? Where's Rick? Roger Mosley. Come on. Oh, there's Rick. There's Ian.
And introducing Larry Minetti as Ian.
Yeah, there's Ian. Nice, Ian.
Why is he a clown?
He's dressed as a clown.
It's just like our life, Ian, because Magnum used to suck them in always to his nonsense.
To the adventure.
Do you remember? He'd always be like, oh.
I want to play.
Wait, what was I depressed about? I forget.
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. This is an awesome Thursday night. You hung out with Kelly Kelly. What could be worse?
Kelly Kelly and I like it's a high class problem of like do I embrace the life of Jim Rockford from Rockford Files or do I embrace the life of Thomas Magnum?
How about both? You know, you divide up the week.
Yeah, who does Roxy get to be? Where were the women on Magnum in the game?
Where they belonged in the kitchen.
There was that one.
I know. You know what? My world, Cannon and Hawaii 5-0 McGarrett, there were no women, honey. Yeah. I'm sorry. McMillan and wife?
Magnum would do crossovers with Murder, She Wrote. She could be Angela Lansbury.
Definitely.
She was hot.
How do you do with a mustache?
Because any time I've tried any facial hair, Maria would say, "Oh, that's interesting. It's coming right off." So that was it.
What's the furthest you ever got?
That's exactly what I usually get.
Don't
from Maria.
Think if you were doing like Movember for a cause, she would have to get behind it?
Do it for the Children's Hospital or something that she could really get.
Listen. Right now, Karen, God love her. Right now. I can ask Karen for anything right now. This is the time.
Karen.
If there's something to ask Karen, I ask now. Because Karen, I've got like so much goodwill sympathy. By the way, there's something to be said for being a victim. I have to say.
What do you say for
it? I was actually talking to the doctor about it today. I'm like, Maria's being so nice to me, so supportive, that I'm like, is this, is me overthinking? I said, is this going to positively reinforce me to continue to be broken so I can get, so she'll treat me nice?
Yeah, go live life this way. Yeah, you get everything.
Listen, we've seen in our lives, Maria and I talk about all the time, we've seen a lot of victims, people who, you know, play that victim card, do very well, unfortunately.
What is she doing that's so nice, Kev?
You know, I think it's handling me with kid gloves, taking on more responsibilities, you know, with the business and the house, and just being like, you know.
Like cooking, cleaning, taking care of the dogs?
No, I mean, that, thank God, isn't, you know, thank God that's not necessary, because that's under control. And I wouldn't let her do that, because I, that's like occupational therapy. That actually makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But it's the higher end decisions.
Got it.
It's things going on with like the CEO of Netflix and like the, you know, and
just being more hands on so you can.
Yeah. And I mean, even like they want to do an AfterBuzz reality show, and, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. You know, you really want to have a camera on me, let alone something I created. I just, I don't know. Like, just, so Maria's just, you know, handling all the business. And like, normally that usually all falls on me.
Gotcha.
And it's helping a lot. But you know what's nice about the AfterBuzz reality show?
What?
Pool party.
Are you going to have another pool party?
Well, no,
soon?
They suggested. They said, listen, we want to tape you guys in your environment. And we were thinking, we heard that you had this annual pool party, which I, this year was going to let go of. Because I was like, well, because I felt like, I just felt like for that part of my midlife crisis, I've done it. I've had the pool party. I've been able to be a degenerate to see all of you guys in your bathing suits and bikinis. And it was wonderful. But, you know, it was just like that. I think I've done it. And then they threw it out there. The company said, hey, you do? Are you going to do it? Because we'd love to film that and see what goes on at one of those. So I was like, all right, back in.
You jumped off the roof at the last one. How are you going to top that?
That's true. I rode a whale.
We got to play this at your pool party, Kev.
Wait, why do we have to play this? Can't we just go back to Rockford Files?
At the pool party?
Yeah. Don't, no, the kids will love it.
I mean, they'll definitely love Magnum. For sure.
I don't think you'll get the rights for it, Kev. That's the problem with it.
It should be fun. I think we'll talk about it on the show, but I think it's sometime in first after 4th of July, but close after 4th of July. Hmm. Yeah, let's fade it right out, Jared. That's all. we don't really need to hear all of it, because it's not fun to listen to.
You're right. Much like this show.
Oh, my God.
All right, he gets to meet Kelly Kelly, and all of a sudden he's a tough guy.
Yeah, now you got
to
fight him, Kev.
I don't really get it.
Yeah, you should you have to fight him now. He's right? He's calling you out.
He's a part of the
show.
Who says that when you're a part of the show?
The millennials do.
Making fun of myself.
No, he's 90s radio, self-deprecating, like that whole stuff. Like, that's okay.
But does that mean
he's
going to
start doing prank phone calls?
What's that?
Sorry.
This is totally his episode, though. We're talking wrestling and fighting.
And you would
and
think,
shit.
Right, but yeah, whatever. And, like, I really don't
and
have.
Girls in little clothing?
And I don't have the strength to fight him, so she wins. I give up. That's a fight I won't be able to win. I've decided.
Now, let's set a date. Let's go into training.
UFC 203. See you there.
Undercard. There you go.
I bet that that Barbie would teach you. She would show you the ropes, give you some moves.
I hope so.
You guys should fight at the pool party, obviously.
No, how about no fight? All right, you guys just continue just to bring me down.
No, that might be what you need. That might bring you up, like gearing up and getting ready
for a
fight.
No, I told you, it's adrenaline fatigue. It's adrenaline, yeah, I think fatigue.
Kev, you tell me what we can do to bring you up.
I asked for a couple theme songs, and I didn't get that. Then I got an insult, you know,
yeah,
about the show. Okay, you're right, that's better, right? At least this puts me in the right thing, you know? No, I'm afraid he and I must be going. I wish I could stay. Are you sure you can't stay, David? I would like to, but I'm afraid I must be going.
Yeah, because there's a chance you get angry, and then things get serious.
No, he's got to move on, yeah, for that. He makes a mess if he overstays.
Can't have any roots, when you're David Bruce Banner.
You got to go get your cure, right?
Yeah, if only.
Katie, are you crying in there, panting, Katie?
No.
Oh.
Never.
The millennials just don't feel.
Cold as ice.
So desensitized, you guys. Oh, my God.
I cry all the time. I don't know if I should admit this, but when you were having that, I think it's a wonderful thing to cry.
It's different to cry as a man than it is.
It is different.
Yeah, and it's much worse.
And especially when you're in a, you know, you're being confronted or you're in that kind of environment. It's hard. It is really tough.
And, because kids today are just, they're too smart.
Okay. I guess
I didn't love that one as much.
Yeah. That's Jared.
Jared Bear's already on vacation.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's true. He is fucking
He's checked out.
Us.
Let's go to Spain for a week, motherfucker.
Yeah, with his hot 40-year-old girlfriend.
Nice. Well, I'm not jealous of that part. She's 40, though.
I'll bring her by. I'll bring her to the pool
Roxy.
Party. Pool party.
I'm so slow. I was like, yeah, okay, hot 40-year-old girlfriend. I'm like, wait, oh. Like hot, yeah. In a studio, hot 20-something.
Yeah, and she could kick all of our asses.
There you go. Well, what does that mean about him? Let's go. Now you need to go to the Rockford clip.
I keep saying that. I think
right?
I think he should bring her in, though, because she could teach us self-defense and also make Jared look stupid.
Yeah, she's what is she? She's
just kidding,
an expert,
Jared.
Right, Jared?
In yeah, what? Double black belt Krav Maga.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Self-defense for everyone.
Ian.
Jew fighting.
Ian.
That's what.
Yeah, it is, right? It's Israeli. Yeah. Israeli martial art. So, Ian, you're in town making... Ian's in town. He's so humble, you guys. He's in town making a movie.
Well.
Did you guys know that? But again, I love because, like, here's my Sam Roberts shout-out. But, like, Sam, thank God he clued me in that no one on this show cares to listen to anything that's being said. They're just waiting for the last person to stop speaking so then they can speak. But, Ian, I will say it to you. I find it very interesting that you're in town producing a movie. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's great. I want to hear what you have to say.
No, tell me about but this is interesting. I think.
No, it's a film about two 10-year-old skateboarders who go from Santa Monica to downtown LA over the course of a night. Shot like almost like Kids, that movie, very yep. raw and real.
You had a really hard time finding the skateboarders. Like, you did a real search for that, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. We had to find not only like good actors but kids who are sponsored skaters who like are unbelievable. I'll show you their Instagram later. They got, you know, thousands of followers and they do their tricks. They get.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I mean, you're immediately going to have something with the, I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
Some
yeah,
activity with the film.
Definitely.
Ian always keeping the cards close to the vest.
Is that why you've been out here so often or no?
Yeah. Getting ready for that.
Any trailers or teasers yet?
I mean, it's just like...
No, we just started shooting.
It's just even shooting. With Ian, it will take you years to find out his card playing on the side where he makes his money. Like, it's just classic life of Ian.
You know why he's really here.
Why?
You know.
No.
You all know.
What? Roxy?
Do I know?
You know. You know my theory about Ian and his fucking weird life?
Unicorn
and what he
knife.
Does, what he does for an actual living.
So what is it? No, Grox, tell us.
Are you going to be mad?
No, come on.
Give away?
It's just your theory.
I am 100% convinced that Ian's in the CIA. Like,
I can't.
It answers
that,
a lot
but...
of questions.
I can't explain to you how positive I am. I'm positive.
I know you're not kidding.
I'm not fucking with you guys.
Wow.
He is. I will say he has never confirmed that with me, so I'm allowed to say whatever theory I have. But I can tell his palms are getting sweaty, and he's squeezing his pen harder.
You said that to me, Roxy, and leave it to little Roxy Bear. Tells me this about a few weeks ago, Ian, and I said, and all of a sudden, the 7-8 years of knowing you, it all made sense.
It would be.
Everything like just was like,
it would be brilliant because like everyone's looking for 007, suave, cool, and then they get this like nebbishy idiot to go on and be like an international spy. It would work.
Roxy, why do you say CIA?
I say CIA for a few reasons. Number one, nothing else. I've gone through all the other options. I've gone through every single option. He's out here all of the time and stays in a numerous amount of weird places and never talks about where he is or when he's there. Stays sober all the time, and I know he wants to drink.
Don't pull up my Instagram either. That was really mean, Roxy. Roxy, I think I might get rid of...
Oh, he's defunked at Easy Open Films, though. Easy Baked Oven, he got rid of that.
No, it's there. It's there.
Yeah, but that's going to die out because you're Ian Films, right?
No, that's my... Easy Open Productions is the production company.
Stop it, Ian. Even the booth is laughing.
What? No, that's real. Oh, see, they're putting that... and everyone criticized the picture. Ugh.
Why are you? Why did you get annoyed that we criticized the picture of you doing this?
Tell the audio audience, Rox.
So Ian's doing a yoga pose where he's holding up his body. His legs are crossed, and he's holding himself up, and he's like shredded for sure. And he posted this picture on Instagram, and on air, I was like, I can't even believe it. Although I made fun of you with the turkey more. Turkey or chicken, by the way? We couldn't tell.
It was a chicken.
Chicken, okay. Chicken. You and the chicken more. But Ian, off air the other day, turned to me and Lauren and was like, guys, should I take that Instagram picture down of the yoga pose? And I was like, why? And he was like, you guys made me really self-conscious about it. He said that. That's true.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you should keep it up.
I'm sensitive. Yeah.
Your body looks sick.
Tight.
You're very handsome.
You do. And it shows that you're a very dedicated yogi. It does show off part of who you are, which is, what Instagram
is.
Do you put a lot of thought in when you do an Instagram post, and do you put a lot of thought into it, like the filter and how you look?
No filter. I am not that prolific at it. So it's what you see is what you get.
But you make sure you want to look good when you put something
out. Yeah, you
just
got
a lot of followers.
You always do. It's just you always want to put your best foot forward no matter what you do in life. You know, that's just how it is. You know what I learned about today? You know, you ever hear of the shadow people? Do you ever hear of your shadow self, Roxy?
Mm. Like Peter Pan?
No. The psychology, they referencing the younger person in you that maybe needs a hug.
Yes.
Or a punch in the face. You know, it depends. Like a lot of people have it's like a darker side of you.
Huh.
That's in you. And some people, the shadow person is what they lead with, and the light part of them is really snuffed out. But
opposite of the shadow person? So you have a shadow person.
I would see the light. The basically it's the good and the bad, but it's your dark side basically, and sometimes your dark side needs to come out and play, and so you have to keep that persona amused. She's like Jackson Pollock, the Smith episode, art's one of the best ways to get it out, whether it's a filmmaker making a crazy violent film or a painting, or it's it's ways to keep the shadow person within you, to give that person something to do. Sometimes that guy's gotta, or girl's gotta stay busy. But she was telling me this, I'm like, God, I think, again, because I feel like Ian is so highly evolved, I feel like you dealt with your shadow person. You deal with him.
So it doesn't exist anymore?
No, it's still there, but he finds ways to keep the shadow person satisfied.
No, well, I'm a work in progress like everybody else, but I think my life effort is really, breaking down my ego as much as possible and freeing myself from attachment to the material world as much as possible. Like, I think those are really healthy things.
By being in the CIA.
Well, it makes you more effective as an agent.
Yeah. 100%, Kevin. Yeah,
it's the born identity.
Don't joke about that, seriously.
No, I know you're not joking, Roxy. And like I said, when you said that, I was like, oh my God, from the mouth of babes. It all made, like, everything in like 7 or 8 years, like literally every question was answered. Every mystery solved of your life.
The Home Department is going to get so angry about this. Or maybe they'll think that maybe it's so obvious that they won't.
It's just a big joke. What's the update on the Juggalos, please? Are we going to the night at the gathering or not?
Sam Roberts needs to get on it, right? Because we were on a text this morning.
We are talking
to
the Sam Roberts Show, SiriusXM. We're talking to them about doing a teaming up and doing, helping them tape their show. We'll tape ours. But yeah, he was in. I was telling him, he's like, oh yeah, we almost went to the Juggalos last year. He's like, well, the gathering. He's like, yeah, that'll be great. So
it's just a lot of, I don't know if I talked about this yet, but if you go on the website, it looks like it's from one of the original websites, like dial up modem websites.
Can you take us to the Juggalos website?
The email link doesn't work. You have to put it in by
hand. This is it. Juggalos gathering. This is it, right?
Built-in crowd info. This is great.
I think it looks like
this
a good
website. This wasn't the site. Is this
Ian,
what it is?
This is the JuggaloGathering.com.
You've lost something on the fastball. I'm going to tell you, back in 2007, when I needed you to go get me Christopher Lloyd, okay, boss, done. Like, go get me Chris McDonald. Oh, yeah, got him. He's excited. Like, you can't get us to the Juggalos? What's happened?
No, it's a different, it's a whole different.
Yeah, but you went to the wrong site.
Wait, go to Contact. Is it? Go to Contact.
Yeah, the upper right.
He's a spy for a different country.
I mean,
now.
That's like a millennial move.
So it's harder for him.
Well, press inquiries, all this stuff. This is tough to find.
They just put this site up. I'm convinced. This is just enough.
What has happened to you?
There's your CIA training right there.
Ian, come on. You used to be.
Did I even email
I don't
the
know.
Right what, people?
No, probably not.
I need to be moving on now. Oh, I botched it.
Yeah,
I'll get it back. I'm gonna make it happen.
Final thoughts on Barbie Blank Kelly. We should have done a little wrap out on her.
I just thought she was adorable.
Yeah,
like freaking adorable. One of those girls that like is a girl's girl, is a guy's girl, is just great. I loved her.
Yeah, it's I really am thrilled. It's hard, you know. It's hard for lightning to strike twice anytime. You know, I even have friends who are on hit shows, and like, you know, I'm sick of it. And I'm like, listen, it's tough in our business or in entertainment for a lightning to strike. So for her to now have, you know, most people, you know, don't they're not able to evolve and get anything else going. So I'm really happy for her. She deserves it. Good kid. What'd you think, Jared?
Great interview. She had some nice inside story. I mean, about all that stuff about Test was great. I didn't know how close she really was to him. And then, of course, Vince McMahon teaching her how to lap dance. I mean, you can't beat that. That's a hell of a story, Kat.
And to be shallow, she's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Damn.
And she looks like she's 20.
Yeah.
And, like, just beautiful.
Yeah, well-preserved. You guys... Who do we have on Monday? Do we have anybody on Monday or no?
Yeah, yes. We have Ed Asner, I believe.
Oh! Yes, we do. My goodness, Pantene Katie. None of you were born, I think, when Mary Tyler Moore was on the air.
I was.
Okay, of course, Christian. I know.
It's like,
me and you.
Come on.
Yeah, you. But the rest of them, no. All right, you guys will study up for the great Ed Asner.
Oh, yeah.
Legend.
Watch the clown funeral episode.
Yeah, amazing,
Mary
right?
Yeah,
that's the big one.
Yep.
That's the classic one. Lauren, how did your show go the other night? I meant to ask you.
It was amazing. Really great crowd. It was actually a packed house and
nice.
The best acoustics ever. Only thing missing was your beautiful smiling face looking up at me. But you were there in spirit, Kev. I felt you. And Roxy came to support.
We need, you know what we need,
so
guys?
Sweet.
We need Karen. Like the old days where she'd go away on assignment. Like he sends her away on a shoot. She's hosting now, so it's hard.
And then you would come.
Yeah, then it's like, yeah, they're like snow days. You know what I mean? I would go and
yeah.
Like, remember, I did a couple of those Roxy with us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
open up the credit card.
That's probably why she doesn't go away anymore.
Probably.
But I will say, Lauren was honestly, she's an amazing performer, but this was the best one she's done yet. And I took video of it and I posted it at the Tomorrow Show on Twitter if you guys want to check out a little clip of it.
Nice.
Yeah, she was amazing. Really good. And she debuted a new song.
Yeah, you got to hear that one, Kev. I think you'll actually really associate with it.
I do.
Yeah.
I love your music.
It's called The Suffering of the Prophet and Her People. It's intense, but I think you and Maria would really gravitate toward it. I actually opened the Bible and I saw that and I was like, yes,
that is amazing.
Yeah, you're gonna like it.
Maria the Khaleesi.
She is the Khaleesi.
She's the Khaleesi. I'm Reek.
You're not Reek.
I'm fucking Reek. Yeah, I used to think I was Jon Snow. Now I realize I'm Reek, but it's
you can't
okay.
Be fuckballs and Reek.
Well, that's why he's called Fuckballs. His balls were fucked.
Oh, his but his balls, I think, are intact. It's just the penis that's
gone.
It's just
the penis
see?
That they sent
you can't be Reek.
Yeah.
Oh. I think you're still Jon Snow. You're just Jon Snow. Oh, you're feeling a little low right now, but
I'm
you're going to get back up.
Tired of fighting
you're going to get
wall.
Back up, and you're going to fight Ramsay.
Fucking Ramsay.
Yeah. God. Brock Turner.
God damn. You know, shout out to real Brock Turner. I know, well, you know, Monday we'll... Or maybe Thursday we'll do an update on. We'll see what's up
check
with Brock Turner. Is he Jared? Just so we know, is he still tweeting out?
Yeah, he's still tweeting out. Recently, earlier today, he tweeted out a picture about some night swimming. I think it's time for a night swim. Life is good. A little bit about the NBA draft with the Warriors. And then he was excited about Linda Carter being back on Supergirl.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about that, too.
He's just trying to – I just love it. He's just trying to keep the stiff upper lip, but it's going to all catch up to him.
Yeah, eventually.
All this, like, false positivity, it's not going to – wow. Is he getting a lot of attacks still? Or is he finally getting some support?
A few responses. Actually, not Judge Persky, because you remember the judge was Judge Persky. He says, keep your head up, buddy. You'll be all right.
Oh, that's nice.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, and then another nice one. Our world is falling apart. If you never heard yes, then back off. It's really nice. There's a special place in hell for rapists like at Real Brock Turner. I really hope that 20 minutes of action was worth it. 20 minutes, that's giving him a lot of credit.
Oh, and then there's just an FU.
A lot of fuck yous. Why wait a year to rape?
People are mean. Listen, you guys, it's at Roxy Stryer, at Ian Films, at Lauren LaGrasso, at Gilkerson Radio, at Bladcast, at Katie Campbell with three E's. Why, I don't know. It's at Undergar. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Bobby Blank. And please, you guys, do your best to make it a better tomorrow. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. For guest bookings, questions, or comments, you can email us at info@thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and tell a friend about the show. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, your voice of tomorrow, wishing you a better one.
Ian's looking at guy pictures right now.